This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. We're going to take you into an experience now of banking that is nothing like most Americans. If you have a mortgage, your interest rate might be as low as 3%. Home equity loan, perhaps 8%. Credit cards can get you into double digits, but Toni Chenoth would love to find a loan at only double-digit interest. She relies on payday loans since she was 18 years old. Small-dollar, short-term loans. The Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is hoping to change this system with regulations that could make payday loan companies follow rules. But if the money dries up, Toni would have no place to turn. And this mother of a two-year-old is worried. Welcome, Toni.
Thank you for having me.
What is your experience with banking that might be different from mine?
Well, I think one of the biggest experiences that might be different is the difficulty that a lot of people in positions similar to mine have in getting bank loans.
So no credit cards, no, you know, you can't just like wander up to the ATM, really.
No, not really. And, you know, you can get credit cards, but they're like you have to pay them so much money in advance before they'll give you the credit cards. And the interest rates are outrageous. And
so how much planning do you have to do to get through a month?
It's pretty intense. My husband and I map out our schedule with our bills. We figure out exactly how much we can spend on groceries each week, where we are in our gas. And we try to have money at the end of the pay period. But a lot of times we're finding ourselves counting change for milk. And, you know, you can do all the planning in the world, but if you don't have emergency funds in your account and an emergency comes up, then you find yourself in a tight position.
How many times have you taken out payday loans?
I've taken out so many for a variety of reasons.
And when you go to the window and say, all right, I got to take another payday loan out, which means when your paycheck comes, it's zero, right? Because you'll have already spent it. What's the feeling of the person behind the window there?
It just depends on, you know, who you're taking the loan from, what then you need the loan for. And I've had someone who was really great and told me, you know, you guys are awesome. You're always on time with your payments. Please come in and take other loans. And then I've had people treat me like a second class citizen because I needed money in an emergency.
What's the highest interest you've paid, do you think?
That's a hard one because I've taken loans at a couple different places and I've seen interest rates as high as 200, 300%. And some of those, in the smaller loans, you know, if you only need $100, $200, the interest rates for those are going to be so much higher than like a $500 or $600 loan.
200 or 300%.
Oh, yeah. They'll even, I mean, and they're very upfront about it, too. They have charts right there that say, you know, this loan, you're going to be paying this percent and good luck.
Do you feel at your end of the sort of economic spectrum, you know, lower middle class or poor, that this is just exploitation?
You know, I definitely think it is. You know, if we eliminate payday loans altogether, that's not going to fix anything either because then you're leaving all these people who use it like emergency funds without that. So you can't really get rid of the payday loans without putting something better in their place. You know, like if you let credit unions give small loans to people, it would go a long way in helping them to not fall into these black holes of the payday loans.
Are you in a black hole right now?
A little bit, yeah. I've had the same loan that I've refinanced a couple times now just because, you know, you take it out for one reason and then you get to a point where you're paying it off and you're doing great and then something happens where you have to refinance so that you can fix your car or go see a doctor. It's definitely a black hole and it will swallow you up.
How's it going this month?
This month is actually, we're doing pretty good. My husband's job has been letting him work as many hours as he wants to, which, you know, always helps because there's a lot of places that say 40 hours a week and that's it. And, you know, those are obviously tighter weeks than ones where he can work more. But if something were to happen, then it would hurt all over again and we would be back in a really tight spot.
Toni Chenoth in Cedar City, Utah. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.